Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about helicopter parenting.
Thankfully.
One of your favorite topics, because we found this article from Slate.com. It's entitled, Kids of Helicopter Parents Are Sputtering Out. And that, and of course, that always catches our attention when it's something like this. And this article was from a little while ago. So this, again, this isn't a real recent one. But then again, we don't read Slate.com on a regular basis. Unless you do. I don't.
I don't. No.
Okay.
I should.
Yeah.
It's well done.
Yeah. So this is a really interesting article talking about...
Excuse me. What is it with the air today? We're raspy voiced and sneezing. And
good.
It must be you.
You know what? I'm trying to
have a professional... I'm developing an allergy.
I'm trying to have a professional broadcast here, and you go and sneeze. Mess everything up. Nope. But we are talking about this because this is a... It's a very interesting... look at what the long-term effects of helicopter parenting might be.
Children of helicopter parents are growing up. Yeah. I would have entitled this, Kids of Helicopter Parents Are Growing Up and Sputtering Out.
Oh, you needed to...
They were these kids who have been, who have had hovering parents, who have engineered success.
Right.
Are now entering college and young adulthood. And now we're seeing... People are beginning to study the effects of helicopter parenting, as you say, long term.
Yeah.
We've been talking about helicopter parenting with younger children, but these younger children now are in college.
Yeah.
And so we're seeing the long term effects of helicopter parenting. Yeah. And so far, the news is not very good.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so for those of you who are not as familiar with helicopter parenting, what we're talking about is that tendency or propensity for the parent to hover, to sort of, well, like a helicopter, kind of hover over the child, making sure that everything remains safe, everything remains clear, so that the child has a very clear and safe and direct path towards whatever the child or the parent defines as success.
Doesn't get hurt, doesn't get injured, never breaks a bone, minimizes exposure to germs, to illness, you know, let's do what we can. Parents are not vaccinating their children because something bad might happen.
It's a very anxious-ridden, anxiety-fueled parenting style.
That's right. It's an anxiety-fueled parenting style.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that they're going to get hurt. I'm afraid they're going to get injured. I'm afraid of this and I'm afraid of that. And so I have to be there. The other side of that coin, besides protecting your children, and it's a natural tendency to protect our children, but the other side of that coin is I'm going to engineer success. I am going to make sure that you experience success day after day and year after year until you get to the college we want you to go to or until you finish the college program that we wanted you to finish. But we're gonna engineer this thing the whole way through.
And then the parent will call the college instructor and the college instructor will say, why are you calling me?
Right.
That's what I said. Why are you calling me?
Yeah, why are you calling me?
Let your 30-year-old daughter come back and talk about her grade.
Right. And that's happening.
Yeah.
You know, parents are
more
now...
More and more often. And that was in graduate school.
And they're going to employers.
Yeah.
You know, they now have parents... Some companies have Parents' Day, where the parents are invited in to see where their children are working, and they get to talk to supervisors.
And we're not talking about, like, child sweatshops.
No.
We're talking about
young adults who have finished college.
So it's... And so... I guess right there we'll quickly differentiate helicopter parenting, that's helicopter parenting, from, you know, parenting to make sure that your kids, you know, to want your kids to be okay. You know, we were talking with a mom earlier about, you know, that she was talking about going to the park and walking on the sidewalk and just being very cautious about her 1-year-old, you know, walking and falling on the sidewalk and stuff and skinning up his knee. You know, to me, that's different than helicopter parenting, only because to me, the consequences of the child falling and getting hurt and everything is that now I have to deal with a crying child.
Right.
And
right.
I don't want to deal with a crying child. Right. So, you know, we can get him to walk in the grass, or we can mm-hmm. carry him to the, you know, down the sidewalk to the park, or whatever. And that's a little bit different than the perspective of, you know, I'm going to be on the phone with the teacher every day to make right. sure that, you know, that teacher is treating my child with the honor and respect that my child deserves. That's very different.
I'm putting together a talk right now that I'm going to do in a couple of weeks, and I found a little cartoon mm-hmm. and the two pictures. The mm-hmm. first picture is 1960, mm-hmm. and it's parents screaming at the child about this grade.
Right.
How do you explain this grade? And in 2015, it's
the
parents and the children screaming at the teacher. Please explain this low grade. How'd you get it out? And so that juxtaposition of what we used to go after the kid, now we're going after the teacher.
Yeah.
But this author has a wonderful sentence early on, and he says, we have succumbed to safety fears.
Right.
Okay. Driven by safety fears.
Right.
You know, we're going to keep our kids safe, and we're going to engineer their success.
Right.
But the mistake that he accuses helicopter parents of making is that they overemphasize academic success.
Right.
And to get, you know, this idea that I have to engineer success so that they can get into the best colleges.
Right.
You know,
right.
they see this as some kind of competition to get into the right mm-hmm. college. And so it's the fear of their children falling short.
Right.
Okay. And that's what drives this innate, I think, parental mm-hmm. urge to mm-hmm. take care of your children.
Right.
It brings it to a whole other level. But
right.
it focuses on academic success.
Yeah.
And therein lies the problem. Because right. when you focus on academic success, you're denying them the development of other abilities
right.
that they need.
Right. So this is a again, as you said, a very well written and detailed article mm-hmm. that kind of goes through a bunch of different research studies, as well as some different publications from
right.
different people, and they talk about the price of privilege. And
I have to read that. There's two books in here that I really want to
read. Yeah, The Price of Privilege and How to Raise an Adult.
Right, How to Raise an Adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they are really impressive looking publications, but
right.
the overall, I guess, the take home message, because this could be a podcast that we do.
This could be a long one.
We do for
yeah.
you know, talk for an hour or so mm-hmm. about. But the bottom line really is, when we practice parenting as a helicopter parent, mm-hmm. when we practice that anxious fueled parenting style, we're denying our kids some of the opportunities that they need to experience life, to experience mm-hmm. failure, to experience pain and injury mm-hmm. and hurt and frustration and all those things. When we deny our kids of that, the research and experts are pretty clear now that that's just not good. That's
yeah,
not good for our kids long term.
I think one of the important messages in this article, and it's preliminary data,
mm-hmm.
but one of the important messages is that since 2012,
mm-hmm.
we have been able to study the possible connection between helicopter parenting and how children are doing in college and after college.
Right.
Okay. And so we are beginning to collect a little bit of data, mm-hmm. and we're beginning to see a correlation
right.
between children who have been raised in that very structured,
right.
restrictive,
mm-hmm.
Controlled way, and later mental health
mm-hmm.
Outcomes.
Right.
We know that we're more concerned about mental health issues in college students.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the correlations is college students who have been raised by helicopter parents tend to have higher rates of depression,
right.
higher rates of anxiety,
right.
more problems with executive functions, such as decision-making and problem-solving.
Mm-hmm.
So by not allowing our children to have some of these developmental experiences, developmentally appropriate
mm-hmm.
Experiences, including failure,
right.
how to manage failure, we're denying them the opportunity to develop other important skills that
right.
they're going to need when they're an adult.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So, should we say just don't do that?
Well, two things. Those, Madeline Levine wrote a book called The Price of Privilege. Right. Well, there's this and this. So these two things. When, you know, she said, what causes this harm? What causes the psychological harm? And one is when we do for our kids what they can already do for themselves.
Right.
You know, I don't, my child can do that, so I'm not,
right.
You know, by age five, kids should be cleaning up their own messes.
Right.
If adults keep cleaning up their own messes,
right.
You deny the child
right.
The opportunity. Second, when we do for our kids what they can almost do for themselves,
right.
Okay, that's how they learn.
Right.
And when our parenting behavior is motivated by our egos,
right.
I want to shine in my children's. I get some kind of a reward or recognition because my child is going to Yale.
Right.
My child might want to go to the University of Florida and not go to Yale.
Right.
So, would you rather have a happy child at right. a state university or a depressed child at
right.
an Ivy League? Guess what? 75% of parents said I'd rather he be depressed at Yale.
Yeah.
He can get happy later.
Yeah.
So, it's a problem.
Okay? Parents. It's not about you.
Right.
It's not about you. Let them.
And Karen Abel is a, not her real name. She's a therapist at a college, and so to protect confidentiality, they changed their name. But she has, when children aren't given the space to struggle through things on their own, they don't learn to problem solve very well. And they don't develop confidence in their ability to do so.
Yeah.
If you know,
so then they can't make decisions. They can't figure out what to do. They're lost.
That's right. Yeah. And so when they finally get out of school, we see many patients in their 20s
mm-hmm.
who struggle because of this.
Right.
But when you think about education, it's very prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to first grade, and then you go to second grade, and then you go to third grade. You're told what to do. You're told what to study. You go to high school. These are the courses you have to take. These are the assignments you have to do. You go to college, you need 128 credits.
Right.
These are the courses. These are the assignments.
Mm-hmm.
These are the rubrics for the assignments.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna give you this recipe to follow. All you have to do is follow the recipe for 16 years.
Right.
And when you get out, you're going to be successful.
Right.
And
that
young adults are learning that that's not true.
Right.
And they're angry about it. They're
right.
expressing anger to us. Is saying, you lied to us. You told us
right.
that if I did these things, there would be this wonderful payoff at the end.
Mm-hmm.
There is no payoff at the end.
Right.
And now
right.
they're discovering that. There's a little bit of resentment.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Deservedly.
Yeah, we're doing them a disservice.
You
remember those playgrounds, the dangerous playgrounds that they had?
I really want one of those.
Right. I think the first one was in Berkeley or somewhere out in California. And they were purposely built to be dangerous so the kids would learn how to handle danger.
Yeah. You know?
But there is a little... Or kids walking alone.
Mm-hmm.
And parents... But parents are getting into trouble.
Yeah.
You know, agencies are highly critical of parents allowing their children to have too much freedom.
Right.
So there is some balance. But you have to let your kids fail. You have to let them stretch.
Yeah.
You have to let them learn these lessons. There are some things that are best learned on your own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So just... Don't be a helicopter parent.
We may have to do more. I'm going to get these two books, and we may come back to this topic.
Sounds good.
Because parents are asking us now,
mm-hmm.
parents of these 20-year-olds,
mm-hmm.
are coming to us saying, what did I do wrong? You know, mm-hmm. I did this and this and this and this, and my son is still living at home, and he doesn't
right.
know how to get a job, and he doesn't want to work. And
so when they say, what did we do wrong? We say, because you did this and this and this and this and this.
And this may be what they did wrong, and
yeah.
that's what I need to take a very close look at this, because parents... of these kids now are concerned.
Yeah.
You know, they thought they were doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they weren't.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. So.
Unintended consequences.
Always unintended consequences.
Right.
All right, that's it. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.